Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Well, happy Good Friday.
Yes.
Right?
Good Friday to you, too.
It is a good Friday. The sun is shining. The birds are definitely chirping. And the pollen is pollinating.
Yes, definitely.
That's for sure.
Took my Claritin this
morning. Oh, my gosh. So I have now upped it to Claritin and Zyrtec.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny, though. You go and you talk to everyone. And, so you know, you've got, like, somebody's eyes just like running. I'm like, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. I always get it in the throat.
Yeah.
Just that real scratchy throat.
Yep.
And
it's just
started.
Southern Ohio, man.
Yes.
Mine's
definitely.
The runny nose.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes the eyes will water a little itchy, but mostly it's the.
Yeah, you know, I have that too.
I get it in the eyes a lot. Mm-hmm. And the sneezing. But yeah. Whatever. It's worth it, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, winter is over.
Yeah, we're gonna go with that. Cold weather is gone.
Yep.
So we have our friends here, and we are going to talk about some healthy eating choices today.
Yes.
And we're going to see if we can get Dylan to eat some vegetables.
I think we can do it. And I think it'll be successful.
What do you guys think about that? Well, first off, if you've been under a rock, would you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Sam Canterbury with the Jackson County Health Department. We're part of the search program.
Yep, and I'm Marcia Radeball. I'm the regional community health worker under search, Jackson Health Department.
That's exactly right. And search is such a wonderful organization, if you mm-hmm. will, for lack of better words. But you all kind of touch on so many different things, but all revolving around, you know, our health.
Right.
So
definitely.
Today, yes. So we've all been here several times and Sam has harassed Dylan quite a bit about not eating his vegetables.
Yes.
And so Dylan said that there's no vegetables in the world other than a potato.
Right.
That he will eat, and Sam has taken it upon as a personal challenge to prepare something that Dylan will eat and like.
I think
exactly.
Yeah, and I'm pretty confident. I think we can get it.
And Sam is a chef.
Yes.
Too, so
a little bit.
Right.
So we are going to work on that today. So, but before we get to that, and number one. We have our Total Media Easter basket to give away.
Yes.
So you guys are going to help me do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to do that now, Dylan?
That's up to you.
So we've had plenty of people enter. Yeah, bring it over here. We'll show it off. So this is the Total Media Easter basket, and it has, I think, a subscription. Is that a subscription to the Telegram?
Yep.
And then some stockroom gift cards, some movie passes, t-shirts, candy, keychains, all kind of fun stuff from here at Total Media, and a bunny.
Yeah.
Hey. A cute little cardboard bunny. So we have had people enter over the past month or so. And so we have a very sophisticated way of drawing this situation today. How has this come to be?
All right. So I put
no one can hear you. Dylan.
I put a giant spinny wheel that Hayden's going to press. Show us the wheel.
There's the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that has people's names on it.
Yep. And then he'll click spin and it'll land on one of them. And all of those names are people who have entered on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. Well, there you go. So do you guys want to count down and have him spin the spinny wheel?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Marcia, go for it.
With five, four, three, two, one.
Let's spin the spinny wheel.
Green.
Amber Brown.
Yay.
Yay, Amber. Congratulations, Amber. You are the winner of the Total Media Happy Easter Basket. So we will get this, contact you, and you can come pick that up here at our offices at, what is the address here? 708 East Main? Yes. I only know that because somebody sent me mail today. So I looked at the address.
That's good.
That's a great cheat sheet.
There you go.
So, all right, Amber, congratulations. There you go. And we'll take that and put that over to the side. And so what's been going on kind of with the search program lately?
Well, things are starting to pick up.
Okay.
I did an event in Piketon last night. It was the suicide prevention.
Oh,
and okay. They did a whole Easter bunny thing with children, and
aww,
we gave out information about, you know, suicide prevention for the Pike County Health Department there.
Gotcha.
And I've just been working with a lot of younger people, it seems like, that need help with sort of navigating insurances. You know, they get off their...
Well, we all need help
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they get off of their parents' plan, or they get a job and they're not sure, you know, how about the insurance. I have one client that, you know, doesn't get insurance for 3 months, like 90 days after they start work. It doesn't kick in.
Oh.
So, you know, what are they doing within those 90 days?
What are they doing within those 90 days?
It's rough. You have to, you know, try to navigate getting some kind of insurance, you know, medical insurance.
Because that'll be the 90 days when something happens.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Be my luck. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we work with them. I had one little client who got off of her mom's insurance and didn't realize she had it on another plan, I guess, through work.
Oh,
or something. So
that's a pleasant surprise.
Yes, that was a good one. So so yeah, you know, just dealing with that. And
okay,
we still have the homeless, you know, situation. You know, especially for single people that doesn't have children, mm-hmm, there's not a lot of resources or help out there for them.
You're right.
And we need to advocate, you know, for those you know, younger people. They might have medical or mental disorders.
Yes.
And, you know, there's just not a lot,
you know, and
programs
certainly
out there.
You know, it's all over the place, but
yes,
our area is, you know, especially hit by it. And,
right.
And, yeah, it's nice that they have somebody to turn to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not alone out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. If you need help, stop by the health department and ask for Marcia.
Yeah, and I think that that's the main thing. And Sam, you know, you're down kind of around the Pomeroy area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But start with your health department. Just walk in the door.
Yep. They
say,
get you in touch
somebody
with
somebody. Somebody help me. Like,
yeah.
I just, and I guess if you say no, okay, but at least you tried, you know.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of resources out there.
Yes.
There's
yes,
a Marcia. There's not a Marcia everywhere.
Yeah. Well.
She's one of a kind.
She is one of a kind. Are you still doing the things at the library?
Yes, I think I haven't been going, but we have two other community health workers.
Can you talk about that for just a moment?
Yes, they can go in and like if they're needing something, you know, health-wise, you know, any kind of resources, if they're trying to get a hold of somebody, they can help them with that. They can do blood pressure checks, you know, or they can, at the health department right now, we do have a free or a clinic. If you have insurance, you know, you can use your insurance there.
Okay.
But, you know, they can direct you there to any kind of the agencies that are around here. They can direct.
Yeah, look at them as kind of
so check out the library. Yes, yes.
So when is the library clinic, if you will?
Yeah, well, I believe they're on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay, just call the health department and or the library.
Or the library, yeah.
Find out.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's at our Jackson Library here.
Right, yes.
So that's a really, really good thing for you to take advantage of.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So we've talked about, oh my gosh, all kind of different topics since you all have been coming on here from, oh gosh, STDs to you know, oh gosh,
drug addiction.
We've talked about heart health. We've talked about all kind of wild things. So today we decided, because Dylan is an anti-vegetabler. Is that a word? Anti-veggier?
It is now.
Yes.
I think that should be a word. Because I'd say there's a lot of people out there that are anti-vegetablers.
Yes.
So in the spirit of our show today, my husband and I, so Sam, if you have any ideas for me, we have decided to do vegetarian next week, to be vegetarians next week. So we're going to dip our toes in the world of being a vegetarian for a week. And I don't know how that's going to turn out, but we're going to try it. So I think Dylan should have to do it with us.
No way. That's not
the
best thing ever.
No?
Nope. You'll be lucky if I do this today. Yeah. There's no way. I'm going to be a vegetarian. Ever.
Now, my husband's a vegan.
Oh, so my gosh. He's super brave.
Yes, he's been a vegan.
Has he not tasted bacon?
Not that I know of, no. Oh, he's smelled it, and he doesn't like the smell,
okay,
which is very strange to me.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say I don't know anybody that doesn't like bacon.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to smell like bacon in here in a little bit.
So. Oh, did you bring bacon with you?
Yes.
There you go. I mean,
oh, now Dylan's eyes are lighting up.
Masking it a little bit, but you know.
Yeah.
So I get your protein, your natural fats.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right. So as a vegan, what does your husband eat? I'm curious.
Well,
speaking of healthy choices.
That's right. He can eat like pasta that doesn't have eggs in it, you know, made with like egg noodles.
Okay.
You know, just regular pasta with, you know, like a tomato-based sauce.
Yeah.
Rice, vegetables. He eats a lot of vegetables.
Without bacon in them?
Without bacon in them. He gets like vegan butter. It's made, you know, just for vegetables.
Okay.
Let's see. We don't really fix it at home, but when we go out, like tofu dishes.
Yes.
And I'm not a vegan, but I really do like tofu.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
You know, yeah, fried, you know, like sort of sauteed. Oh, it's good. And it's according to what you cook with, you know,
it's
with it.
It's a textural thing, I think, for a lot of people, but I actually like it.
So. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And, he can eat pizza with no meat.
Okay.
But he has to have vegan cheese.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Yeah.
You know, so... yeah, just all vegetables and fruits.
I mean, it's probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good diet, let me tell you.
Yeah,
one that I tried and I can't last a day.
No, put a fork in it.
I'm wanting a hamburger or something, yeah.
Exactly. So, in talking about healthy choices and vegetables and all that, so we have two kind of things today, talking about healthy choices and what you eat.
Yes.
But also trying to get Dylan here to eat some vegetables. And Sam and I are going to cook up a dish here in a little bit and try to see if Dylan actually likes it or not. So
right.
We'll see.
Confident.
This is fun.
Marsha is like, this is good.
Yes.
I see the little twinkle in your evil eye there. But no, there are all kind of different, you know, obviously choices when it comes to eating. I mean, you can pick the choice of Dylan where it's basically a burger on a bun for his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And, right?
Actually, I tried rice last night.
Yeah.
You tried rice.
I tried rice. It was mixed in with chicken, and I was like, well, I don't want to not eat the chicken.
He ate chicken and rice. So he's on the white diet.
All right. I can live with the rice.
That's, how did you like rice?
I mean, it just tasted like a noodle.
Starchy, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Basically just a noodle.
Okay.
But no high fiber vegetables.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if Sam's got a bacon vegetable, I'm willing to try.
If it's a vegetable and bacon in it, he's all down. But, no, like, are we still, you know, growing up, I remember being in grade school and there was this, like, pyramid.
Pyramid,
yeah. This food pyramid thing. Is that still a thing?
I think so, but there's, you know, there's, like, just been some things added, right? Like, they added, like, an extra, like, sort of layer, which was like the high fatty foods such as like the candies and stuff. So, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just not, I don't know, it's a lot of old information, right? Like, and there's a lot more like newer information, but you know, it's still like a pretty decent thing I would say to go off of. I mean, whenever I build a menu or I'm trying to cook something at home, like I always try to say, all right, I'm gonna have my protein, the starch, and then the vegetable. I mean, that's just, I mean, any restaurant you go to, that's typically how it is as well if you go and get an entree thing. So, I mean, it's pretty much been ingrained in us that that's like what we do. But, I mean, I think it's just it also depends on, you know, your body types, like what kind of diet you're trying to, you know, whether it's a diet or you're just having
or a lifestyle.
Eat. Lifestyle, right. Like it just all depends. I mean, it's different
for everyone.
Do you do low
carb? Do you do? I mean, there's all kind of this things out there, Mediterranean.
Right, and our bodies metabolize things differently. Like, we're all different, right? And so, you know, maybe someone like myself shouldn't be having, you know, high carb, high sugar, right? But then, you know, someone who has a very high metabolism, they can have more of those sort of things. So, you know.
I eat pasta every day of my life, and I never gain weight. Well, but anyway, that's a whole other situation.
Yeah. Once you hit 40. You'll get that 40 that you weren't getting before. Yeah.
But, you know, I have found, Jamie and I, well, number one, if you pick, say, for example, a low carb thing, and I had no idea how much sugar I consumed every day until I started paying attention and watching carbs. And cutting sugar out of your diet is one of the hardest. I mean, it's like an addiction. Like, your body is like addicted to it. Like, you go through withdrawals and stuff. So that's a hard thing to stop. But I have found my body works way better with low carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't fall asleep at night. Like, I don't. It's just, for me, that's how I feel better.
Right. Yeah. I'm type 2 diabetic. And so it's funny when someone mistakenly gives you, like, I like iced tea, but I never did, even as a kid, like sugar in it.
Yeah.
I just like plain iced tea.
Just tea.
But boy, I tell you, if they put sugar in it, it's awful.
And then the rest of us are just sucking down the
sugar. Yeah, I'm like, how can you drink all that sugar water?
If I could get it on tap in my house, I totally would. Give me some, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Sweet tea is just a thing around here, and God help you if it isn't sweet enough.
I know. Oh my goodness.
But no, I feel you. I grew up drinking tea, not coffee, as a child. Mom always made tea, and so I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
But I get it. People love their sweet tea, though.
I know.
I'm all about the sweet tea, but nothing in my coffee. I'm not a huge, that's one thing I do lack the sugar in.
Oh, very good. So, you know, and again, it's a give and take. So if you're, you know, just kind of chatting with people about, you know, healthy eating, I know Sam just touched on it because we talked about the food pyramid and all of that, but, you know, how do you find out, like, how do you know what's best for you? Like I'm saying, when I finally started doing like lower carb, which I've been not doing lately, and I feel like crap.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like crap.
Right.
But it's just in opening the new restaurant and all that, it's just your schedules get all messed up and you grab something when you can, or the only thing that's left is something that somebody messed up in the kitchen and you grab it and eat it. Sam knows about that. But yeah, I feel like I low carb is like the way my body works best. Yeah. So how do you know? Like, what do you do?
I think, you know, maybe it's more United States problem or not, but a lot of our foods are high carb.
Very.
You know, cereals.
And they're cheaper.
Yes, they're cheaper. That's exactly right. Yeah.
The CEO of, what was it, Kellogg's? Like, literally, they said that they saw a way to advertise cereal for dinner because it's such a cheaper less expensive alternative than it is to go have a meal. And literally, there's a commercial with cereal for dinner. And I'm like, okay. Like, I mean, yes, like there are times, but I'm like,
that's like, not a thing.
To advertise it and then to think that, like, oh, you know, this is an inexpensive alternative, but now you're just literally eating starch, sugar, carb.
There's nothing good for you in there.
Right.
Our government bans so many things. You know, we talk about tobacco and all of these things. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but sugar's not all that good for you either.
Yeah.
So is it still the whole thing where you walk around the outside of the grocery store?
Yes, it is.
Because all the stuff within the inside is kind of
all sugar and
processed
carbs.
And all of that.
Exactly.
So if you, you know, that's maybe a good start to stick to the outside of the grocery store.
Right, exactly. Yeah, another thing too is salt. You know,
that's kind of my nemesis right now because my blood pressure keeps spiking up, and I know I'm sure it's probably salt.
Yeah. Frozen dinners, they're just loaded with salt.
Yes.
It's hard, especially in our area where, you know, you have low income people, they can't afford a lot
Fox
of the really good
cheese is cheap.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can get it to go a long way.
Yeah, exactly. That's been, I think, the biggest issue is processed foods that, like you said, can go a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's actually something I was going to touch on today because I was kind of pricing together, you know, what it basically cost me to do what we're going to do today. And I mean, and roughly the serving is going to be about like 3 to 4 servings, right? And so the entirety, I mean, it probably is going to cost around like $4.
Okay.
But like,
is that per serving or
no? That's
just
like
in
just
general?
In for the entire.
Wow, that's great.
The entire side dish that we're doing today.
Okay.
At most like $4. It was like $1 or something for the green beans because I got them frozen. You know, then use like a clove of garlic. Now, I mean, obviously, if you're going to get a bottle of soy, if you're going to get like the ingredients, like they are going to cost, right? But
yeah, but you're dividing it up along
the last long time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I'm breaking it down basically. I mean, in total, we're looking at like $4. And so you can't even go to you can go to a grocery or a restaurant and you get a side for, you know, $3, $4, $5, depending on what it is, right? But it's only one serving.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a way, you know, that I'm trying to at least look at it even for my own personal self. Like, all right, like, you know, this really doesn't cost that much. All it really costs is the most cost there is your time.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get it. Like, there's not a lot of that. But, you know, something like that I'm about to show everybody today, like, it literally does not take long at all.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And, you know, I will say, obviously, fresh is best, but, like, and we're getting into the time where, you know, we're getting into the warmer months where we'll be able to either have your own garden or go to a farmer's market, which is obviously deeply encouraged to do that. Support, number one, your local farmers, but it's better for you. But you said, like, the frozen vegetables are such a godsend of, you know, things that we – because a lot of the canned vegetables, I think, are full of salt and all of that.
Preserves,
A lot of these frozen vegetables, I mean, they're just frozen. And then you can, I mean, you can even throw them in the microwave.
Yes.
That's so handy.
Yeah. No, they take like 3 minutes in the microwave, a steamable bag. I mean, You know,
how handy is that?
And I mean, for someone even like myself, who's like relatively picky on how things are kind of prepared, I guess, in a sense, but like, it's not terrible, but it's not my favorite way. But again, it's just another quick way to like, just at least get those vegetables.
Sure.
For sure.
And there's any variety of, I mean, you can get okra, you can get rice, as Dylan said, mixed with stuff. You can get all kind of frozen things. So obviously fresh is best, but we can do that as well.
And sometimes even those like skillet bag, you know, things like those, like there won't be like an incredibly high amount of sodium, but you know, you can break those out into a few meals and those only cost like $5, $6, right? I mean, just depending obviously on the size, like if you get the bigger, the larger bags or whatever, I mean, you know, they can cost a little bit, but
I like those. I mean, you can go to wherever you shop and get those big bags of like, even like frozen Asian vegetables or stir fry vegetables or something. And you could divide those up into numerous meals, throw a protein and some rice in there and you're good to go.
Yeah. I did that with, like I got a large frozen bag of broccoli and we just used the last of it last night, but it was probably, I mean, I probably ended up using like maybe five meals out of it. So they hold well as long as you, you know, are willing to like go through and eat them rather quickly because
like once in a week's time or whatever.
Yeah, because like once they're open, you know, the freezer air is starting to get to that sealed into that bag now, and so you might start getting some freezer burn. So yeah, I just always encourage. I mean, I think we bought it and it lasted us for a week and a half. And last night when I pulled it out, there was still like no freezer burn. But
So yeah, and do that. Check your, you know, as this is just a little tip, like.
Don't eat freezer burn food.
Don't eat freezer burn food.
That just ADHD'd out. I'm like, don't eat freezer burn
food. But no, like shop your coupons. We all now have this, right?
Yep.
Everybody, every store now has an app.
Right.
And they send you coupons or they tell you what's on sale this week.
I mean, if you're going to
take advantage of that.
Yes. Right. If you're going to get bombarded with, you know, all that sort of stuff, I mean, might as well be something that's going to save you money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Those notifications are crazy, though.
Anyway, I know.
I'm like, man, phone silent all the time.
Yeah. Shh. Yeah. But no, I was walking through Kroger last night. This free tip for them. And like Folgers coffee can is typically $10.99. They have a digital coupon.
Yep.
$6.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Definitely.
I'll take that. I mean, that's like half price.
Yes.
Heck yeah. So yeah, I like that. if you're just take a look. Take a look at the things that you're buying. All right. So anything else? Let's talk about what we're going to do for Dylan today.
Well, before we get into it, I would like to go wash my hands just to make sure, you know, I'm all sanitized. We got to be sanitary. You know?
A little dirt won't hurt me.
It's all right.
I can't say I work for the health department and not wash my hands. Like, but yeah, we're so this is something I picked up. I don't know, a couple restaurants a few years back, but it was just something I kind of honed into my own, but it's just basically skillet green beans. So still kind of familiar with the flavors that we're used to as country folk. You know, you got your pork, you know, and you have the green beans and you know, you have that little bit of onion sort of thing, but just kind of a little bit different, but.
Okay, your take on it.
My take on it.
And they're not going to be mushy when we get done with them, right?
No, like they still, so they'll be basically like sauteed. And so they'll be able to keep their, all the vitamins and stuff. Because it's once they turn that putrid sort of olive green, that's where they have lost
There's like grandma's green beans, which are
delicious.
Flippin' delicious. Let's just go with that.
I mean, the color, not so much in my opinion, but I mean.
They turn kind of. Almost brown.
Yeah. So that's where all the vitamins are cooked out of them. So as long as, you know, you've kept them a bright green, like they can still have your vitamins plus.
Yes.
With the texture, you know, it kind of helps with your chewing and that kind of helps regulate your metabolism as well. That's something I've realize I've had to work on after going through some issues with my doctor. Like, I just apparently wasn't chewing my food enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we're all glutton, right? Gluttonous. So we just swallow it whole half the time or in a hurry.
Right. Yeah. Or in the hurry.
That's the big problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and being in the restaurant industry, I mean, that was pretty much how it was. Like, especially once you get to the, you know, higher levels of stuff, it's just like, you don't have that time. I mean,
no.
You know, or, and what I mean by like higher level, it's like going from, you know, at least from a corporate standpoint, you get, you're made to take a break, right? But once you get to levels of like your breweries and your, you know, that's what I'm getting at. It's like, you just don't have time some days, especially like Mother's Day. I mean,
you're feeding everybody else. You're not taking care of yourself.
Right. And, you know, most of the time you're just like, I'm going to sit here on the line, right? And you sort of walk away from the cutting board so you don't, you know, or you eat over a trash can. So if there's anything that's going to fall, it's going to go into the trash can.
1,000%.
Right? So, yeah, and you're standing, you're shoveling it in, and you're like, all right, I got to get back. And it's like, or if, you know, you're working Fry Station, you're going to grab, you know, a bite of a chicky tendy or something. But
and then
you're like, got to talk, right? So then you chew it real quick and swallow. And so that, over time, it becomes like a habit, you know, and so these
husband calls it grazing. He said, I graze all day. I'm never hungry at night. I'm like, well, I'm hungry at night. I don't graze all day because he does all the kitchen stuff.
Yeah. Well, he also has the food initiative at Rio Grande in Meigs.
Yes, right. You do.
Yeah. And that's really great for college students because they're on the run.
Yes.
And
so, yeah. And it's sort of the same idea. You know, I have worked with and volunteered with like some other like soup kitchen sort of things. And so, you know, every time, like when I see it, it's like, all right, so we prepare this large batch of food and now it's going to sit here and we're just going to, like, in a lack of better terms, we're going to slop it onto a plate. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, I'm not trying to take away from churches and things that have spaghetti and, you know, and soup or beans and cornbread. Like
those again, those are things that go far away and feed a lot
and
of
are
people.
Very
right.
Expensive. Yeah. You know, from what I'm trying to do though, is like just change that sort of standpoint that like someone basically prepared this large amount. So like I'm doing everything in front of them. So I'm doing a large amount of food, but it's just in front of them. And so for me, it's like, if you're going to receive a free meal, hot, fresh, like something that's hot, that's fresh, that
nutritious.
You know, yeah. Nutritious. Yeah. Texture is also a different, you know, thing. Cause if you're eating mush, I mean, you're not really chewing, right? Like when we talk about chewing, like you're not going to be chewing this cause like chewing does start your metabolism. And so if you're not chewing, then it's not going to do well. So I just try to, do it a little bit more healthful. It's not maybe necessarily like, you know, the best food, because I mean, we can do a smash burger too, right?
Yeah, like, right.
Like, and that's not necessarily considered something healthy, but with it being.
Dylan thinks it is.
Right. I mean, of course.
I mean, meat's good.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you got to have your protein. Not what I'm trying to say. It's just the fact that, like, someone made it in front of you.
Yeah. It's not like a deep fried food on the run, you know, and you see college kids running in the building and running. They can stop at, you know, his tent.
No, that's awesome.
And get something up, really nice. Yeah.
You know, mac and cheese or
ramen
in a cup
noodles.
Or the ramen noodle cups or the mashed potato cups.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Stuff like that. Right. So, you know, super high in sodium. And yeah, like I use salt, but the salt isn't there to preserve. The salt is there to just enhance the flavor when you're cooking the food.
This much versus this much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a chef on TV talking about sugar. Because I'm always looking at sugar all the time, and flavoring with sugar instead of dumping a bunch of sugar on something, just like you would salt, just flavor it with a little bit of sugar, and that makes a big difference.
Is it,
you know,
am I like the wild one here? I mean, I know of other people, but when your parents or grandparents or someone was making like spaghetti sauce, did they ever like a red sauce? Right? Did they ever
dump
put
sugar in it?
Right. So like a really good alternative to that. And the reason why America, so the perception is the sugar, right? But when it originally came about, they were using wine. They were using things like, the balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of sugar, that's what I, like years ago, that's what I started changing everything. I just started going straight balsamic vinegar because it has like, once it reduces, it has that amount of like sweetness.
It's delicious. And, it caramelizes and it
kills that heavy tomato like acidity taste. So, there are other alternatives than just dumping cups of sugar into your sauce. It's
like, I will tell you, balsamic vinegar saved Brussels sprouts for me because, growing up, I was always just given like boiled Brussels sprouts. I'm like, that is the most disgusting.
I can't eat either.
You toss some Brussels sprouts in like a little bacon, some balsamic vinegar, some other maybe some herbs, and throw them in the oven. They roast. They get a little sweeter. It takes that bitterness away. They're delicious. Yes. And it's Parmesan. So easy.
Yes.
So easy.
I never could eat them either.
Well, I think I'm going to go wash my hands.
Go wash your hands.
So you guys finish up here.
All right. And then Marsha and I will talk about. So back to this vegan thing. I'm super interested about that. So tell me like a meal that or two that your husband would eat at home.
Okay.
I know you said like pasta and sauce.
Yeah, he would eat.
Is it hard to find vegan things?
It used to be. I don't think it is anymore.
That's what I was thinking.
You can go, like to Kroger's or Walmart, and they have a vegetarian or vegan section.
Okay.
He eats salads.
Okay.
And there's a brand called Amy's Salad Dressing that's vegan.
Okay.
And it's really good.
And where do you get that?
You can get it at Kroger's, Walmart.
Is it in like a special section or is it just in the salad dressing section?
I think it's just in the, they sort of move stuff around. I think it's just in the regular salad dressing.
Okay.
Yeah. And so salads, spaghettis, you can fix anything vegan that what I call normal food and make it vegan, by using vegan cheese. And they even have like, I call it vegan meat, like fake meat.
Yes.
There's a burger called the Ultimate Burger.
Okay.
And I actually like it probably just as well or better than a regular hamburger.
Now, are the Impossibles and Beyond Burgers, are those vegan?
Yes.
Or are they just vegetable? Okay.
Yeah. I think, was it Burger King? They have a vegan. Yeah. And it's good. Okay. Yeah, I like it. My son gets it a lot.
It's not as hard as it used to be.
No.
To find things.
No. Soups. Just a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits. He makes real good smoothies.
Oh.
That
sounds good.
Peanut butter.
You can use like soy milks or,
Oat milk.
Oat milk is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. The Spot has real good vegan smoothie. It's like a Buckeye, with chocolate or peanut butter. It's excellent.
They have all kind of fun stuff over there.
Yeah, that's my favorite place in the world.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. And there's, you can make anything vegan.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, very good. So there you go. Try it. So like, as I said, Jamie and I are doing vegetarian next week. So we're going to see how that goes. I think it won't be, at first I was like, oh, I don't know about that. Because all you think about is like walking around chewing on a carrot stick for like, a week. But it's not like that at all. There's so many different things.
You can buy like the frozen meals that's just like vegetables and they have like a vegan sauce in them.
Okay.
Or even if you aren't vegan, you can buy like a vegetable melody.
Yes.
It's like a butter sauce or something. Those are really good.
Correct.
They might have pasta in them. So, yeah.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Is he hiding?
I don't know. What are you doing?
He's going to go get
Okay. So Sam needs me to get behind the desk. We're going to move over here and we're going to cook
something. Say bye.
We're going to let Marsha go sit over there. Okay. I don't know how to get there from here. Hold on. It's a big studio, but not that big.
Yeah, it takes a few seconds.
Okay, Sam.
All right. Okay. All right.
So we're What's Cooking with Sam today.
What's Cooking with Sam today?
Yes.
I thought he'd wear a chef hat today.
I don't
he has a chef hat on.
Yeah, I don't have one of the real tall guys. Yeah, I don't. Man, I haven't worn one of those in probably like 10 years.
Nor do you ever want to again.
Ever again.
Yeah.
No. I'm already tall, right?
And yeah, you don't need to.
Something and it just knocks into everything anyway.
Yeah, you'd just be knocking it off every time you walk through a door. But, okay, so what are we doing?
All right, so.
I will be your assistant today.
I think we have a few minutes, so I will go fly through this a little quickly. But, you know, I always like to prep out my stuff first, so we're going to smash the garlic. So I just usually cut this little, root off first, a little root section. And then I'll take kind of, peel it a little bit. And then I just smash it a little.
Yeah, that's a good trick with garlic. If it's a pain to, you got to smash it a little to get all the fun peel off of it.
Yeah. Just like that right there.
And just again,
handy dandy trash
make sure your garlic's fresh. If not, it gets gummy and then you can't do it much with it.
Yeah.
It's icky. Ooh, I can smell it already.
Right. So we always try to work on our vegetables before our meat, right? Because I got to cut some bacon.
Yeah.
Which that is in that bag.
Here.
You can go ahead and get it laid out a little bit if you would like. Smash it.
Got bacon. Oh yeah, here. Gotcha.
Thank you. Should have did this a bit earlier, but
yeah, always put a towel under your cutting board, right, Sam?
Yeah.
That way it doesn't slide on you.
Yeah, typically you'd like it to be wet too, but you know.
You want me to open this?
Yeah. I can cut it with a knife or
I got it.
A knife in those bags. Alright.
I'm not gonna touch it because I didn't wash my hands and you did. So
it's all good. So yeah, you can I don't know. The garlic doesn't have to be incredibly small or immense because it doesn't really matter. Go ahead and slice off a little bit of this yellow pepper, and mostly just for color, but you know, I like the taste of yellow pepper too.
Because I mean, you want your food to be pretty, right?
Yeah. This color is important. Color composition.
Yeah.
All right, so now we'll go ahead and get our.
I think you did your gas. This is a cute little stove. Let's talk about that for a second while you're...
Yeah, little one burners. Yeah, we, in the industry, you know, especially work for hotels or something like that, we utilize these a lot for omelet stations. And
yep.
Yeah, thanks for opening the bacon.
I got it. It's my contribution.
Sweet. All right.
Dylan's got him a platter over there.
Yeah, he's ready.
He's ready for these vegetables.
All right. So then usually with the bacon... Just cut it in half, and then I'll stack it up a little bit, and I'll just do another little cut right down the middle.
And you've got, what, about three, 4 pieces
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's 4 pieces of bacon.
The only plate I can find.
That's
he's got a Christmas plate.
That's hilarious. So, and really, I mean, usually I would like... You use maybe a little bit of less bacon, but I'm trying to get a lot of the fat that's going to be on this. Although I did bring some extra bacon grease, but I was keeping it in a cup or a crock.
There.
Yeah,
There we go.
I've got another crock of it too. I was like, we bring the little cup guy.
When you keep the bacon grease, do you just keep it like room temperature? Do you keep it in the fridge? What do you do with that?
I mean, my kitchen is downstairs, kind of like in a basement sort of situation.
Uh-huh.
And so typically I can just leave it down here because it's cold
enough,
especially this time of year what we just came through. But if, summertime, it starts getting a little bit more warm, I'll try to keep it in a cooler spot.
Yeah.
As long as it stays slightly solidified, you're fine.
But you do bacon one time and you've got this big thing of grease. So keep it and use it. It's flavorful. You can make salad dressings out of it, right?
Yeah.
All kind of fun stuff.
Especially like a wilted lettuce. So I usually just let my pan get warmed up enough to where I start seeing a slight smoke.
Yep.
Because otherwise your things will stick to a metal pan if your pan is not hot first because of science.
You know. Oh, he's giving me all the bacon, Dylan.
He's giving me all the bacon, Dylan. This is all for you. All the bacon bits. I'm going to have everybody in here. Next time we'll cook pork chops, and we'll have pork chop in here.
Love that.
Yeah, some pork chops, I guess. I don't know why, because I'm going to call them pork chop, that's porterhouse. It always makes me laugh.
Pork chop, I get it. Yeah. It kind of just flows out, doesn't it?
It does, sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm an avid lover of pork anyway.
So. Yes.
So yeah, just keep the bacon moving around a little bit.
Do you like to cook with wooden spoons versus like plastic or metal?
I do, especially when it comes to like my iron skillets. Like,
yes.
Sometimes if you use metal, it'll scrape into the seasoning.
Yep.
So yeah, I just try to.
And you can get wooden spoons for wooden.
Super, yeah, I think I got this whole pack at like Walmart for like $1.98 or something. So. I think so.
Just a helpful tip.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of, some health departments and some places don't like you to use wooden and then, like, utensils.
In a restaurant environment. Yeah. At home, go for it.
Do your thing.
Yep.
But I just always try to, you know, keep it like, if I'm going to do bacon or something like that, like, I just try to, that's fine. But if it's, like, chicken, I'll try not to use. Just because I don't want, I don't know, the raw chicken.
Right.
This stuff is seeping in.
It is porous.
The bacon, it's cooked, or not, it's raw, but it's, you know.
It's bacon. It's bacon. Got all kind of stuff in it.
And of course, like,
it's been cured.
This is going to be hot enough to, you know, cook off anything that's not, like, you know, healthy or not healthy, but safe. Yeah, we're just running this down.
And how important is it to use like garlic cloves instead of like the stuff you get out of the jar?
You know, it's, we can say that it's a preference, but if you get it out of the jar, I mean, that's on you. I just personally think it's putrid.
I do too.
Like even opening it up, I mean, it just has like a metallic smell. It's already started to oxidize, like. You know,
and it scorches
because it's so small. I mean, yeah. You know, I'd rather have, you know, big, sort of like not huge chunks, but you know, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So yeah, you basically
keep
this moving. You know, it's slowed down a little bit, so we're starting to definitely, you know, start to render.
Oh, your flame went out. That's why. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, dang. I was like.
It was going for a second.
It was.
Yeah, we're back.
Try to do it at a higher temp so we can get this.
Does bacon grease have a shelf life?
I don't know. Marcia asked, does bacon grease have a shelf life?
I would say it does. I try to get, like, if I'm not going to go through it or whatever, but I mean, I'm always making biscuits, and I use bacon grease in my biscuits. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know off the top of my head what the actual length is that you can leave it out or whatever, but I mean, it's a fat product, and so it can stay in, as long as it's in a cool temperature, you can keep it for a very long time. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. You know, it's been another way to...
Same as butter and all those other...
Yeah, I mean, fat has been another way to preserve things as well, so, you know, they've done, like, dry-aged... steaks and butter and left them sort of just out, you know, and crack it open in the middle. So. And sometimes, like, just because I'm a little weird, and you never know about that little, you never know about the little mice, you know, friends that you have, especially this around right. This time of year. Basically, I always just, like, scrape off the top of my bacon grease if it's one of, if it's the, like, the cup that you showed that doesn't have a lid. All right, so there are some green beans in there.
If you want
to go ahead and grab me those. So we got some decent fat in here.
Oh, here's the... Some decent. You're off again. I don't know if you know that.
There we go.
Yeah, it was getting a little smoky.
Getting a little hot.
All right, so, you know, first, you know, we got the bacon rendered down a little bit. It's still going. I just throw in the little
peppers.
Yellow peppers.
And these are, again, these are frozen, so I mean, they're super easy to...
Yeah, you just open the bag and off you go.
Yeah. We'll count you. Got too many in there. Thank you. And these are pretty generous with, you know, salt. So usually about a tablespoon for something like this. There's like my little cracked little pepper. I like fresh cracked. Unless I'm smoking or something like that, like smoking the pork butt, I'll use fresh cracked on just about anything else that I'm cooking.
And salt and pepper sounds so simple, but to me it's like, just don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just salt and pepper some things.
Right.
Like.
A little grease splatter over here, but it'll be all right.
Hopefully the sprinklers don't go off.
I think we'll be all right.
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
So, you know, give her a little flip and toss here.
A little toss.
Yeah. Get it nice and coated. And you don't want to crowd it too much in a pan because otherwise they start steaming against themselves. So you kind of, I'm always reminded back to Julia Child. She had this little there. She's like, don't crowd the mushrooms. But it's pretty much the same reason. You know, you don't want to crowd it because otherwise.
Because they boil.
You know, yeah. You don't get a nice consistency.
Oh, look at that bacon.
Oh, no. You going to grab it, Dylan, the piece of bacon that just fell?
Floor bacon.
All right, so I do have some fresh garlic, but I also like to add just, you know, a little couple sprinkles of the garlic powder. So probably another little teaspoon or so.
Yeah.
Give that a nice little toss. Okay, just starting to get there.
See, this only takes a few minutes to do.
Yeah, Dylan was a little worried. He's like, we got 19 minutes. I'm like, I can do this, buddy.
Yeah.
No,
that was
because you had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I already, well, I did that when I washed the hands, right? That was what the actual excuse was. Like, I actually just wanted to use the bathroom. Try not to make too big of a mess in here. All right, so we got the little bacon grease in there, and... The last thing I want to do, I don't know, this is just my own personal little take too, but I love like a little bit of soy sauce on it. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the like the little Chinese buffet green beans or something.
Yep.
So you get those in there.
And then when do you put the garlic in now?
I always throw the garlic in at the end.
Okay.
So I like it to be pretty fragrant.
Okay.
So just basically get a nice little toss. Even something like if I'm doing something in butter. The garlic is always the last thing to go in, at, like when you go to like say you want to make a, like you're making Alfredo or something, I always throw the butter in once the sauce is thickened and then add the garlic toward the end because then it's, you get that nice pungent flavor.
Okay. Good tip.
All right. We are here.
He's freaking out.
Is he freaking out?
Look at him, he's freaking out.
We're just going to top it with a bunch of bacon. You got your plate? Uh-oh.
You should see the plate that Dylan has.
It's so cute.
It's the size of Texas.
Yes.
And he's got a ginormous blue spoon.
That was all I could find.
Oh, my God.
All right, homie. You ready?
Yep.
So here's that. We'll just go ahead and throw them all, most of them on there anyway.
Yeah. All right, now go back over there so we can see you eat it.
Yeah, we'll right. See you eat that.
Yes.
All right, here he is.
I could only find the huge spoon.
Okay.
Yeah, try and shuffle.
Look at this.
Could have probably had a little bit more salt, but
I'm just gonna throw some more bacon on there. There we go.
We're so hot.
Yeah, they're a little warm. Careful.
I think they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the bacon.
Well,
But see, okay.
The bacon covers, so you can still get your vitamins in.
At least we're getting, he can have some vegetables with his bacon. How's that, Sam? You did a great job.
Yeah, you have some vegetables with your bacon.
Yeah, I like it.
Good.
Two enthusiastic thumbs up. There you go. All right. Well, very good. So what are we going to cook the next time you come in, Sam?
I don't know. Y'all should throw a grill in here. We'll smoke out with everybody.
I think that's fantastic. Sounds good to me. Well, thank you for doing that and showing Dylan that vegetables can be fun.
Yeah, and quick and easy. I mean, that wasn't...
And fresh.
Yeah, that didn't take too long.
Absolutely not. He's eating most of it. I'm still... I'm impressed.
Good.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Thank you.
Throw some more of those back on the board here. Let's eat them.
Okay.
Sam's sharing.
Yep. Always.
Awesome. Good deal. All right. Well, it's about time to get out of here for the day. We hope that you all have enjoyed our kind of healthy eating segment. And, well, he's really generous with his beans. And you have a wonderful Easter holiday. Are you doing anything fun for Easter?
I think we're doing a sort of Easter egg hunt with the kid, but we're kind of upping up the ante. She kind of, I don't know, she got this like new piggy bank sort of thing, so we're just going to load, like a bunch of eggs up with
coins,
all change. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wait, sounds like Easter Bunny's not laying it?
I mean, you got to help. It's like the tooth fairy.
Yeah, you got to help along the way.
You got to have the assist. Yeah.
Very good. Well, everybody, have a wonderful Easter holiday, and thank you. And Marcia for coming in. And we'll
Thanks
be right back here on Monday. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Later.